Nick, stop trying to stick that M80 up my ass.
What else is going to get the cobwebs out?
Bitch.
Ew.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0. It's like a fucking poker game in here. We got all of our players online. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic show for you today. We're not all here, at least in the studio, but, you know, we've got one in Germany, the other one's in a pool somewhere getting pussy plowed. And, you know, so we're going to go ahead and go along with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tom. I'm your host. And to my right, the only one that's in the studio with me.
Hey, y'all. It's Nick or Trish.
And.
Hi, it's Paul Anthony. I don't know where I am.
And.
Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And this is.
The Dish.
Yes. Yeah. We're all on a time delay. Okay, so let's explain. Paul is in New York right now visiting his family. And he's calling us in. Chris is in Germany.
Gruß aus Deutschland.
Yes, bitch. And so he's Skyping in from Germany, and
he has the cutest little headset on right now.
Yes, he does. And oh my God, if you can see what he's wearing right now, it's amazing. So what do you call that, Chris?
Lederhosen.
What?
Lederhosen.
Lederhosen.
You would want to have sex with him if you saw him in it, but you'd probably want to have sex with him if you didn't see him in it.
He looks like he belongs in one of those mountain commercials singing, Ricola. Yeah, one of those.
I can't.
Paul. So listen, we're going to jump right into the dish. There's so much that we need to talk about. So have you heard about the shit in the state of Connecticut? The Department of Transportation is trying to implement a fucking travel tax, a mileage tax.
I heard. I don't know how that would even work.
I say to myself, all right, what happens when I go out of state? Who's going to take my mileage?
Well, I guess it would be reported every time you have to go do your emissions, I would assume, yeah, right?
Well, no, but here's the thing.
Tally it up.
Yes! Germany. Where's your laptop, Chris?
He's actually got one today.
I'm using it's not mine though.
He got a loaner in Germany.
Well, it's my burner. I don't want them seeing what I see out here back there. What happens in Europe stays in Europe.
Well, that's a good motto. I think they do that.
That's
in
what
Vegas
I told you when
too.
You left.
Yes.
Girl, you got a burner phone too.
So listen.
No,
so
I have a
so
real here. Phone. I got a different SIM card. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Tom. I had to bring something up after.
All right. So listen. So here's my problem with this whole mileage tax thing, right? So if I'm driving in the state of Connecticut, fine. You want to tax me on my mileage, then you can pretty much gauge how many miles I've used as long as I'm riding within the state of Connecticut. But what happens when I go on my trip to like Provincetown and I, you know, rack up 400 miles on one.
You know what I'm going to do? Trip. We get that little thing where you can hook it up to your car. It's a little drill and you put it in reverse and it'll just back down your mileage.
Yes, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But when they figure out the bitch, this motherfucker hasn't even driven her car in 3 years. We need to go check her out. We're going to go hunt her down and put firecrackers up her ass. Happy Fourth, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's 4th of July tomorrow.
It is.
I know. And we're having Renee's and Martin are throwing a party for Renee's return. You know, because he was with us in the States for a while, and then it's going to be a return party and a German barbecue for 4th of July.
Oh my God, that's awesome. So if you guys don't remember, let me remind you, Renee was actually with us in one of our episodes. I thought it was episode 14, if I'm not mistaken. It was the same episode that Sarah Taryn was
Sarah
in.
Sarah Taryn. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was here with us. Let's take a look. Yes.
Yeah, because I was in Texas.
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. It was episode 14. So he was here. That was his last night here in the U.S. after spending about 9 months with us. And so right now, Chris is visiting him in Germany. And Chris is having such a good time. He's been sending us a lot of pictures.
Yeah. It's a fucking blast out here. Germany's absolutely beautiful. It's everything way more – like it's way more than I expected, to be honest. Better than I expected.
That's awesome. So what have you done? What's interesting? What have you done that you've always wanted to do?
Bathhouses.
No bathhouses. No bathhouses.
Paul, not everybody's a slut like you.
Well,
fuck you, bitch.
14%.
What was that?
14%.
I think I just knocked that down to 8%.
Let me explain the 14% thing. Real quick, I'm sorry, Chris, to cut you off, but I heard that if you sleep an extra hour per night, your sex life will increase by 14%. And Paul basically sleeps all the time.
So he's a pro.
So that's why he's, you know, so sex positive. That 14% is more like 55% for him.
I know.
Did I just hear a Grindr noise?
Who's on Grindr?
Honey, there ain't nothing.
Paul, get off of Grindr.
You're with your family.
Oh, my sister just asked me. She's in the pool right now, and she looked. I'm up on the deck, and she goes, "Are you on a sex call?" Sort of.
Yeah, I got to make money somehow.
Yeah, yeah. She's got to get paid, girl. You'll have him in the pool. You'll have him in the pool in about 10 minutes, or until 6% dies.
Where is Paul?
Paul right now is at his sister's house.
Ah.
And they got a brand new pool, so we're lounging outside and barbecuing. I've had some steak, I had some burgers and some sausage. It's fun. And playing with my little godson. He's taking a nap.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's like daytime there. I keep forgetting
he's taking
that.
A nap, but we're taking time away from your godson? You're a slut. Yeah.
I will come home to cut you, and then I will come back.
I would actually like that. Thank you very much, because at least that would mean that you're here.
Hey,
with us.
I made an effort. I made an effort today.
I love you.
Sorry, listeners, I wasn't there last week. I died, and I haven't been fully resurrected yet. I seriously need to call Melisandre and have her like do some voodoo magic on me.
Yes,
and bring me back.
That
like,
Game of Thrones bitch is gonna make you come back to life. You know, we shoved a couple of Energizer batteries up her ass, and we got her up.
Speaking of voodoo, somebody last night at a party that I was at was like, "I really want to read your tarot cards. I feel like it'd be like really interesting. There's something about you that I need to know." And I'm like,
"I'm a mean bitch.
Why would you say that to me? Like, I don't even know who you are."
I just met this person. Was that the one that you looked at when he was like, "I just want to introduce myself to everyone," and you were like, "Yeah, I should probably do that too, but I don't."
Yes, that is him.
I think I know who it is, but we're not throwing anybody under the bus in this episode.
Yeah, so
because I'm not going to sit here and apologize.
I'm actually going to throw someone under the bus right now.
Oh God. Okay, please don't mention any names.
Because Chris has a burner phone, so if anyone would like to call him, his number is +491 527 224 127.
Yes! That's his phone number. Callers all over. He's in Germany right now, so it's local for you Germans. Call him up. He's a hottie.
And if you're twins.
And if you're twins and you can cream really good, he wants you.
He wants it.
Yes.
I will be at Pride on Sunday in Munich.
Ooh.
You're going to what?
She's going to go to Pride, Munich.
Gay
Sunday.
Pride is Sunday in Munich.
Pride is going to be amazing. Can you send us pictures so that we can put it on the website for our listeners?
Yeah, I'll definitely send a ton of pictures. I'll be with Martin, Renee, and a bunch of their friends.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. So let's get back to the dish, because I want to come back and ask you a couple of questions about some of the pictures that I saw in Germany. So alligators.
You were just talking about taxes.
Yes.
Did you hear about the governor of Minnesota?
What happened?
First of all, he's a billionaire, so he's very, very rich. He raised the taxes on the rich and increased the minimum wage, and now the state has one of the best economies in the country. Something that we've been trying to do forever.
So he taxed himself more.
He taxed himself and the rest of, you know, people that are in the 1% in his state.
I remember reading
and the
about
economy,
this, though.
The economy is actually booming in Minnesota because of this.
Yeah, I believe that I remember reading about it. And, you know, it's something very unconventional that he's doing, and it's actually working.
But he pulled the state out of a deficit.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Because more people that were making the money that should be paying were paying, and they're getting more dollars.
And he did this in his first 2 years in office.
That's fantastic. Yeah. See, and they probably wanted to run him out of the state only because, you know, a lot of like businesses and corporations that benefit from these tax cuts wanted to be like, "No, bitch, we don't want to pay you taxes, but you got to."
You know, hands off. Proud of you. Good job.
Very good. What is his name? What's the governor's name?
Governor Dayton.
Mr. Dayton. Bravo.
Don't know your views on social issues. You do live in Minnesota, but... but I'm proud of you. It's a good step.
Hopefully other places will follow suit with that, and we can get the whole nation out of its deficit.
You've got the Gay Talk stamp of approval.
You've been Gay Talk.
That goes a long way.
it really does. So listen, they caught an alligator in the Connecticut River.
Them bitches are after us.
an alligator in the Connecticut River?
They caught
river, where?
A freaking alligator in the Connecticut River. Okay. What? So it is unknown what? Where the alligator came from. It was about probably about 4 feet long.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Yeah.
Actually, let it take your wife. If you're hot and sexy, and the wife can talk. Go. Yeah, come over to Gay Talk. We'll be more than happy to console you and talk all about it. But no, they found the fuck. They found the alligator in the Connecticut River, and they don't know where it came from. It's about 4 feet long, and they're saying that this is probably someone's pet, and they didn't know what to do with it because it was getting really big, and they just decided to throw it into the environment. So here's the thing.
That's so stupid.
Isn't it? So, Paul, you know, we should throw Paul into the environment and see how he fares out.
Excuse me?
You heard me, bitch.
That here's the thing. Bigger.
So right now it's summertime, so you know can survive because the waters are, you know, pretty decent as far as temperature goes. But once it gets really cold, obviously the animal would die. But this is dangerous.
It's really dangerous.
Really dangerous. I mean, it makes me want to drink. And speaking of drinks,
you get Disney all over again with that.
Oh, Disney. Disney.
The kid.
That would be a freaking horror movie. Disney was like freaking, that was like a cartoon compared to what, because you would never expect to see an alligator here, you know, at all. So anyway, so that, yeah, alligator in the Connecticut River, not cute. Watch your children. Watch your wife. Actually, don't watch your wife. Let her go.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
So, Chris.
How's the quality? Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine.
Beautiful.
It's amazing. So guess what? Meanwhile.
In Canada.
Yes. So our president, Barack Obama, visited Canada's parliament, and Canadian lawmakers literally, once he was done addressing parliament, literally started screaming, 4 more years for President Obama.
I know.
In parliament. This was amazing. It is the first speech that any president of the U.S. has ever given in a parliament house in Canada in about 21 years.
That's fantastic.
And it was amazing.
I honestly keep saying that I wish nobody could vote in November and he can just do 4 more years and then we'll figure out the whole nominee situation. But as stands, that can't happen. But Obama, so you know, this is Obama Nation and we want
Obama
you back.
Nation.
I mean, literally after that, all that happened, he had to talk and he literally just went up to the stage and said, you know, I should just shut up and leave at this point because literally that's what he should have done. It was such an amazing thing to see. And then a photographer captured the only picture of three presidents. Okay. You have Justin Trudeau, which is the Prime Minister of Canada, President Barack Obama. And then you also have the president from Enrique Peña, which is from Mexico. Mm-hmm. All three of them walking out of that parliament house like they own the shit.
And they are, that photo is it's amazing. So good.
I'm going to have to post this picture on our post when we post this episode so that you guys can see what an impactful photo this is. It's really like it really made every single hair in my body just stand up.
And their prideful president was so important. Their meeting was so important because, you know, as you saw, we're going to greatly be reducing the dirty energy in North America to get a little up to Europe standards. You should see the amount of wind turbines and solar panels on people's homes and the open fields, all the turbines. So that meeting, that is going to help the environment in North America by 2025, cutting it to about 50%.
That's amazing.
Renewable energy.
I saw something the other day, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if anybody else saw this, but something about the ozone hole. The hole in the ozone layer is actually getting smaller.
I wish that were true for Paul's hole.
Excuse me?
Oh, I forgot you had surgery. Excuse me, sorry.
It's
maybe
back.
Trish's hole.
She got
wait
a
minute.
Hole.
Trish.
Trish had a night last night.
Speaking about Trish, let me throw her under the bus.
All right.
Lovely.
Trish got laid last night.
Yep,
good
she
for
did.
You.
Yeah,
she
but
got,
we're not going to mention
got laid
any
last
names.
Night. She got laid this morning.
Wait, did you get
twice
fucked?
Last night
did
and
you,
this morning? What?
Did you get it or did you give it?
You know, I'm not giving out all the secrets.
Classy.
Well, I know you've been screaming for the last 3 weeks that you needed to get fucked.
You know, it's true.
Well,
I have been screaming that, but I'm not going to tell you what happened, but you can use your imagination.
She got it in.
I got it in the other night.
But What was weird about Thursday. The whole situation, I'm not mentioning names or anything, but what was weird was I felt like a sister wife because this person is seeing somebody else.
It's Jesus.
What?
Mm-hmm. That was a revelation.
Yep. And it was, and it was made aware to me. And obviously I continued because I don't know this person or care about this person. The sister wife, not the person that I slept with. It is what it is.
Done.
It is what it is.
Next.
Wait.
It's a rocky road. You got to ride the bumps.
Oh. Since when is he seeing somebody? Oh, yes.
I don't know. That's a conversation offline I think we should have, but. What are we doing this? Why?
Well, because, you know, I think it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know those sound effects.
Oh, yes.
I don't understand.
Steven.
Why? You and your mouth.
I'm sorry. I had to drop the bomb.
You clearly dropped the bomb,
Paul. I warned you about that, but I love you.
Oh,
good girl.
Sue me.
Oh, sue me.
I just had to come inside because I feel like we're going to start talking dirty and my family's outside. So
exactly.
I want to talk dirty.
All right. So guess what?
My mother just brought me a cupcake. I was like, hello.
Be careful about talking about Sue me until we get through with LegalZoom, okay? We got some work to do, girl, for you.
Yeah, I know. So we got to protect our asses because, you know, surgery doesn't help all of us.
Guess who's back in the motherfucking news? I mean, this bitch, really, somebody needs to put a muzzle on her or shut. Or
she's
literally
clueless.
Is
she the
fucking
one whose twat we're shitting in?
Huh?
Stacey
Dash. The one
Dash.
Who's pushed the pooping in?
Yes.
Stacey motherfucking Dash. So I don't know if you guys know who Jesse Williams is. He's one of the stars in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, fuck yeah. I know
Very
who he
beautiful,
is.
Sexy man. Gorgeous, sexy, ethnic, a little on the light side, but he's still black. Beautiful man, right?
Is he?
This motherfucker went and won an award, right? He won some sort of...
He gave a speech at BET. I'm not sure if he won an award.
After he won an award,
okay,
right? He went and he gave a speech, a very impassionate speech about, you know, issues among, you know, the gay community and Black Lives Matter and all that good stuff. And then, of course, this whore, Stacey Dash, comes on and says that he is what she described the typical plantation slave. What?
She's literally retarded. Fuck.
She said that he is what she called him, a plantation slave.
Why? Is it because he's...
Of the BET Awards. Because
he's just light-skinned?
I was like, what the hell does that even mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, for me, plantation slaves were very dark, but there were a portion that weren't, that were actually working.
But whether they were dark or not, who gives her the right to diminish his speech, which to me was very impassionate? It's a movement. It needs to be addressed. Shit is happening in today's world.
Black lives matter. Yes, gay lives matter.
All lives matter at this point. Mm-hmm. And who is her or who is she to say...
Who is her?
Or who is she to even say that, you know, he has no right to address this or use that forum to do that? Why would he not use that forum? That's the best forum ever. It's like you got millions of viewers tuning in. This is where you should go and say, fuck everybody else, I'm going in.
You know what was weird, though, about that whole thing is it was trending. And it was trending on Facebook and Twitter and a lot of social media sites, his speech. And then all of a sudden it disappeared. Like... Somehow, these social media sites kind of blocked it from going viral.
And they shouldn't.
It was weird. I don't know why that happened.
I was like, you know what? We really need to go shit on this bitch's bush. And I'm not talking about her pussy hair.
Here's the thing about Stacey Dash. She, you know, you were saying, like, who is she to, you know, but she's a nobody. She did one movie, and I'm sure she's done
Clueless.
Shit since that, but nobody's seen it and nobody cares.
I think
shut your mouth.
I think she took the fucking script to heart, Clueless. Stay there. Stay back in the 90s. When did that movie come out? What, 1999, 2000, somewhere around there?
I think early. Bitch can't even drive. Yeah. She can't even drive on the freeway.
My bad. No, that was Cher, girl. That was Cher. So,
it wasn't.
That chase scene was
Wasn't that Cher, the character's name? Alicia Silverstone, her name was Cher, right? And she was trying to drive. And she
in the car. No, it was Stacy.
Oh, fuck
her. And the boyfriend in the back seat screaming at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did anybody hear or see the whole heterosexual pride movement thing on Facebook?
Was that a joke?
It better be. Because here's the thing.
I don't think it was a joke, but it became a joke.
Because I saw like 30 seconds of it. I'm like, this is stupid.
Somebody tweeted something, and I'm going to read it because I think it's fucking hilarious. Dear straight pride people, I'll trade you. You can have the damn parade, and I'll be safe, accepted in society, and have my basic human rights given to me without question.
Agreed. I would happily give my homosexuality to any straight person that feels that they need to have a straight pride. Because if you have not walked in our shoes, if you have not had to hide in lockers at school or in a closet because you have people coming at you because they want to beat you because you're different.
I don't think we were hiding in those lockers. I think we just got locked in them.
Well, I sucked a couple of dicks in the closets here and there. But that's
the entire football team, right?
Well, a couple of players.
Pat did the tennis club.
I'm proud of you.
There we go.
just so that you guys know, we have our friend Pat here with us today, and he's not officially part of the show, but he can say hello.
I'm chiming in every once in a while.
Yes, please. So, welcome to the show, darling. We also have another individual here with us, but this individual technically is not with us, so he's not on the show. We can't say who he is, but we want to acknowledge that he's in the room with us.
Anonymous.
And we love him dearly.
And he's no upgrade. He's currently sitting in Chris's seat, and he's not an upgrade, Chris. I'll always love you, Chris. But he is one fine motherfucker.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I know. Send me Snapchats right now.
I'll vouch for that.
So, and speaking of all this craziness, we haven't even addressed the cocktail for the episode. So today we are actually enjoying a Madras. And if you guys don't know what a Madras is, it is, well, we're using Tito's vodka. Okay.
I can never finish, and I'll tell you the story.
Okay. So it's a Madras, and we're using Tito's vodka, and then you put some OJ in it and some cranberry. You shake it up with a little bit of, you can do lime. You can do some orange wedges. You can do all that you want to use to, dash it up. And then you just shake it really good and enjoy. So that's a Madras. So Paul, tell us, what are you laughing about? Because now I'm curious.
I'm in my own little world. I'm walking around the cul-de-sac outside and there's cars everywhere. But no, the story is our new bartender, we love him to death, but he's never bartended before. And one night he came into work, he goes, I finally know how to make a mattress. He's like, a mattress. The thing you sleep on, a mattress?
Please don't say that. Please do
the
not
drink.
Name.
I won't. Okay. But he was the vodka, Tommy's OJ, and cranberry. I'm like, that's a mattress.
God, don't let him say another fucking name on this show.
So mattress?
Yes, he thought it was a mattress. And I'm like, wait, the thing you sleep on?
Tempur-Pedic.
No.
So, ladies and gentlemen, our drink is officially Tempur-Pedic. It's a mattress. And we'll put the formula online for you.
Honestly, it makes sense that it's a mattress. Them. We're always on the bed.
It's going to be foamy. Yeah.
You can order them at Sleepy's or IKEA. It's fine.
Yes.
It's funny that you mentioned that about our new bartender, because I feel like every time one of us works with him, he asks us how to make one of the most basic cocktails. I got a Sex on the Beach,
and Tommy got
a Manhattan last night.
I got a Manhattan.
The one that we can't speak of that's sitting in Chris's chair is Snapchatting you right now.
That's fantastic.
Stop sending dick pics to her.
What are you doing?
If you're going to send it to him, you better send it to all of us. Seriously.
What you doing under that table?
That's my seat.
If only you could see what's under that table, child.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
Who's later, wasn't her better? So listen, in other news, there's something very, very, very amazing happened in the state of Mississippi. If you guys are not aware, a judge, his name is District Judge Carlton Reeves, struck down Mississippi's heinous religious freedom law, HB 21523.
Sounds like a shot.
Literally. He just literally said, okay, this is unconstitutional. You cannot implement this. And so it has been struck down.
Proud of you.
So Mississippi got it right. And it took a judge to really, ladies and gentlemen, this is a black American judge. it's very hard in the black community to find someone that sides with the LGBT community. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I'm on point lately.
It's because I'm in Europe. You must not be nervous.
Well, yeah, when you're in our presence, you know, we get a little nervous. So, you know, it was really shocking for me to see that this ruling came down from this judge, because typically that's not what you get from a judge that happens to be of African American descent. And so I'm very proud of him that, you know, he came out of the typical box and said, no, this is human rights at this point, and we're going to get rid of this. And he literally struck it down. So bravo to that.
Speaking of African Americans, I've always said that that is brilliant, and I'm so glad that he did that. But I've always said that it must be almost 10 times harder in the African American community to come out as gay.
It is.
And I've had conversations with plenty of African Americans about this, gay African Americans, about this situation, and it's really bad, and I don't think that we give enough voice to that. We should probably.
I was actually having that very same conversation with a friend of mine at one of our parties that we had here in this very house. And we were talking about that, the differences between, you know, how people perceive certain people of certain cultures, as far as how they handle the gay community and people that are gay within their families. And it's really heartbreaking to see.
It is horrible.
How they really don't understand the complexity of what it's like to be gay and be black, or be gay and be Latino, or be gay and be, you know, Chinese. You know, it's not easy. It's not typical. I think that the Caucasian community has a little bit more easier time with it than any other.
100% agree with you, because it's crazy.
You're a double minority.
Well, yeah, and the
hello.
Oh, welcome back.
It's me.
What happened?
Oh, girl, you went to lunch.
We're not gonna let you chime in on what we just talked about. That would just be bad.
So, well, so on the flip side of that, you guys remember the Colorado shooting in Aurora? That was horrible.
Wait a second. Did you just mute me?
No.
No, girl. Are you still there?
Yes. We've been hearing you get into a car, I think.
Yeah, you were doing something. I mean, you said you got
a
cupcake.
I'll
cut you. No, we haven't muted you, girl. I just heard a lot of background noise back there, though. So, anyway, we were talking about... We're talking about Aurora and the shooting that occurred there. And recently, there was a lawsuit filed by a lot of the people that were affected at, you know, because of the shootouts that occurred. And they sued the theater. They sued the Cinemark, which is the theater that owns the facility. And so the theater won, because in reality, the theater was not responsible for the shooting that occurred. It was the shooter. And so then the theater, Paul?
Yes?
What are you doing?
What?
Are you ordering chocolate ice cream or something? Because I hear everything in the background.
I'm by the pool.
They're selling chocolate by the pool? What the fuck does she have, a vendor?
I hear nothing. Oh, my mother. She wants to give chocolate away.
Oh. What kind of chocolate?
Chocolate cupcakes.
Yes, queen. Okay, so why don't you go back in the house, girl, because I'm tired of hearing her cupcakes.
Love mama, though.
I love mama, though. She's a pretty mama, too. So anyway, so going back to this whole Colorado shooting thing, so what ended up happening, they sued, and they the theater won. So, of course, the theater has the right to make the people that sued them pay for the legal fees. $700,000.
In legal fees
that all of these like joint plaintiffs will now be responsible for paying. And we're waiting to hear if the actual theater is going to actually either absorb that amount or really make these people that have suffered so much pay this fee. We're still waiting. That's up in the air.
That's a tough one, though, because you can't blame the theater for
you
it.
You can't.
There's something to be said about security.
Movie theaters aren't the biggest industry anymore, so that's maybe $750,000 is a pretty good chunk, but I don't know. That's a tough subject to touch, because, yeah, it sucks. You don't want the families to have to pay that kind of money after what they went through, but That's a really difficult one right
here's
there.
What, here's mm-hmm. what I think. I think that, you know what, the theater shouldn't be responsible in paying these legal fees, and neither should these plaintiffs. I think that because
I think the NRA should pay for it.
The NRA could pay for it, or the state should absorb that money. The state literally should absorb that fee because it was such a disastrous thing and it took an effort from everyone. I think that, you know, at this point, the state needs to absorb that.
The state needs to do something.
You'll have a better chance with the state absorbing it than the NRA, I'll tell you that.
Oh, well, yeah. Obviously.
Shit. Hello. That's...
Hello.
That's a given.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. So, you know, and speaking about, you know, the NRA, we're talking about, you know, the issue that occurred in Benghazi. And so the family for the Ambassador Chris Stevens, which was the ambassador that was killed in Benghazi, are literally now telling the GOP, which is the Republican Party, to shut the fuck up about Hillary Clinton and Benghazi. Because they're saying in the story that I was reading, it is not Hillary Clinton's fault that what happened or transpired in Benghazi happened. And what they're saying is at this point is that it is a combination of many people and many things and many failures in many departments and many sections of government that dropped the ball. And there was a lot of bills that were declined or not passed that would have provided funding for extra security. And it wasn't passed because the Republican Party didn't want to pass these bills. And so they're acknowledging that, and the family has actually come out and spoken about it. So just wanted to throw that out there.
You know, every day I feel like we're seeing more and more shootings around the nation.
Senseless.
I mean, just before Chris left, or the day Chris left, wasn't it? There was another.
When I got on the plane, I saw the CNN update for it.
There was another terrorist attack. It's just out of control. It's
in Istanbul, Turkey. And it's sad.
Istanbul, yes.
Yeah, it's sad. And, you know, I want to make a public statement that Gay Talk 2.0, all of our hosts, including Paul Anthony, that's somewhere over there doing something, eating a chocolate cupcake. Hello. That we all seriously send our condolences, and we hope that, you know, that it gets better. That's all we can do at this point. You know, we want to express our condolences to the families and the victims of everyone that passed away in Istanbul.
You know, it's that too. But you know what's even crazier? I mean, over Memorial Day weekend, there was 20 deaths by gun violence in Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, and that doesn't get any press. I mean, I'm sure it got some press, but whether it's 20, whether it's 50, whether it's one, whether it's two, it doesn't matter. Why are we killing each other? Why are we going after each other constantly?
I don't understand what this infatuation with guns and killing, and I suppose I will never understand it, but it's really disturbing. And, you know, we just had literally, you know, one of the biggest massacres that occurred on U.S. soil. The biggest at Pulse in Orlando. And it was so sad. I still think about, I actually watched the video that, one of the producers for Glee, the show, he decided to get 49 artists together and make this beautiful tribute to the victims of Orlando. And I said to myself, oh, you know, let me watch this. I think I'm over the emotional part. Bullshit.
She was a mess.
I was a mess. Mm-hmm. Nick came over that day, and I said to him, I said, I'm sorry, I've been crying. He's like, why are you crying? I was like, I just watched this video and, you know, Lady Gaga was in it. And, you know, Uncle Jesse from, yeah, what's his name? John Stamos. He was in it. Almost the entire cast of American Horror Story was in it. Yes. Kathy Bates, you name them. They were all
Kerry Washington.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was so touching. And I was bawling.
Caitlyn Jenner. Ugh.
Except Caitlyn Jenner.
Really?
That bitch has no reason being in there, because let me tell you, she pissed me off. Really.
By supporting Trump?
She's supporting Trump, and you have the audacity to think that you deserve to be on a video that honors
the LGBTQ...
That honors people who died in a gay club, when this man, all he does is claim that he's the best thing that ever happened to the LGBT community, and he is far from... The person who's pro-gun, the person who wants to make America great again, but he can't seem to make his businesses great again? No, it's not happening.
Honey, you're the first person going on the other side of that wall when he builds it.
Don't you realize it?
Listen, El Chapo's coming for you, bitch.
Bye.
Bye.
Cuídate, papi.
But speaking about guns and all of that stuff, there is a new movement. It's called Gays Against Guns. And it's...
Oh, and it's going to be big.
I mean, just working up to Pride, they have over 750 people that are now participating in this movement.
Can I stop you for 1 second?
Yes.
I want to stop right now and appreciate our friend Pat, because he came in, and he's actually, he's our cocktail bitch.
We have a bartender when I'm not there.
Can you imagine, Chris? He's making cocktails for us. But we appreciate you. Thank you. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
So yeah, they're... just up into Pride New York, there were over 750 people that have signed up to participate in this movement.
That's awesome.
But I want to mention specifically that this weekend...
Paul, how's your level?
What?
What level are you on? Are you like on 1% at this point?
Five.
Bitch, don't you have a plug? Plug in. Go ahead.
I'm all over the place.
Good
so,
girl.
This weekend, actually, in Fire Island, there will be an information table set up for Gays Against Guns. It's actually going on right now. It's from 1 to 8 today in Pines and Cherry Grove. And there is another Gays Against Guns meeting on July 14th at 7:30 and the New York LGBT Community Center. So if you want to join the cause, there's the information. You can also find it online. But... great cause, and we should all get behind it because, like I said before, we're not going to stop. You've lit the fire under the wrong community. The NRA, we're coming for you. Gays Against Guns, Gay 2.0 against Gay Talk 2.0 against guns. We're not having it anymore.
We're coming for you.
We're done.
Pretty much. So, and speaking of that, we have a new segment that we started with last week's episode. We did tell you that we were going to dedicate an episode to each one of the victims of Orlando. And we're going to continue with our segment called Angels and Assholes. Okay. And our angel for this particular episode... okay, this is episode 19. I can't believe that.
I know.
Episode wait, 19. Say everyone say hi to Martin first. Sorry.
Hi, Martin.
Say hi, Martin.
You're adorable.
He's adorable.
He made it on the show.
Oh, I can't see him.
Oh, wow. No,
you'll Paul, be able to see him, you know, when, well, I suppose the next time you're here.
And we'll take tons of pictures while we're at Pride, so you'll be able to see him.
That's fantastic.
Pants off, please.
What is he doing?
Hands off, please.
I think I left my phone charger on the train.
So, that's not good. So, so going back to Angels and Assholes, right?
Yes.
So we decided that for this particular episode, which is episode 19, after all these many, many, many months, Stanley Almodovar III is going to be our angel for this episode. He was 23 years old when he was gunned down at the massacre that occurred in Orlando, Florida. And
our assholes are from Alaska. This is Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan. Both Republicans voted no on gun reform. You're assholes.
Both of you. Thank you.
Fuck you, bitches.
Yes, thank you. So we just wanted to throw that out there into the universe and hope that it does something good. So listen, what we're going to do right now is... oh, well, I have to say the story, though.
Okay, yes, you totally have to say the story.
So we have a listener who tweeted us and said, oh my God, you know, I listened to your episode for Orlando. I cried. Which we all did. It was very sad, and it's still very sad, and it continues to be a very sad topic for me. But he said to us, have you heard this song from this artist? And I said, no, but I'm going to go listen to it. And I did. And I'm like, oh my God, the song is amazing, but we can't play it on our show. And the song is called Pulse. It's another song, a tribute song to the fallen in Orlando. Thank you so much, Pat, for the drink. He just made us a fresh cocktail. Madras, by the way.
Yes.
And so he said, it's an amazing song, and I agree. It's beautiful. It's a song written by Melissa Etheridge, and it's called Pulse. And so we said to him, we don't have permission to play it on our show because, you know, we don't have a licensing agreement for it. And so one of the people that was managing Melissa Etheridge's account got a hold of the tweet. And she sent me a message back. She goes like, I manage her account and you absolutely have permission to play the song. So I said, you know, would I be able to get that in writing? Because of course I want to protect myself and my co-host and the show. And she goes, absolutely. What do you need? Where can I send it? Blah, blah, blah. I got an email from the company touring manager. And they sent an email and they said, here's a song. They even provided the song for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You guys were amazing. They gave us permission to play the song. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break And I would love to play Pulse by Melissa Etheridge for all of you folks and all of our listeners at K-Talk 2.0. And when we come back, we're going to continue with the dish. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Pulse by Melissa Etheridge.
Everybody's got a pain inside, imaginary wounds they fight to hide. How can I hate them when everybody's got a pulse? I dream in a world that wants my soul, that tells me if I hate I can control. But I don't believe it, I cannot conceive it, 'cause everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats with my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. Again, I hang my head to cry. I can't find a reason why they died. We will find the answer blowing in the wind. But everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats with my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. Who you gonna hate now when there's no one left but you? Who are you gonna gun down if you can't kill the truth that it's inside of us? It's inside our blood. It's inside our pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. Everybody's got a pulse.
And that was Pulse by Melissa Etheridge. Ladies and gentlemen, that has got to be one of the most beautiful songs that I've ever heard written by the one and only Melissa Etheridge, which to me is one of the premier lyricists of our time.
That song is.
Yeah, I'm almost, that was, I'm like great. Literally ready to cry right now, but yeah. I gotta stop. So I gotta stop.
You know what's great about that song is not only does it really speak to your like soul and your heart, it really gets to the meaning of what that song's about. But it's also very positive and uplifting. We're all here. We're all have a pulse. We're all the same. Why don't we just love
it's,
each other?
You know, I've been saying this for a long time, and Chris was having a little break, and he'll come back to us. Actually, he's coming back to us now. He's on Skype. It's such a beautiful song. And to me, it doesn't only speak for the gay community. It speaks for the human community.
Agreed.
That is the most important message, that it really just brings the entire human community and says we all have a pulse. And it was just beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, I need a moment. Say something, girl. I need a moment.
It was great we were able to have that on our show. That was really beautiful.
It's such a great
thank
song.
Thank you. Thank you to the publishing company. Thank you to the woman. I really don't know what your name was on Twitter. It was amazing to get that permission. I think that our listeners are really, really, really going to appreciate that.
Oh, and if she wants to come on the show and talk about how she made that song, feel free. We would love to have you.
We would.
We would love to have you.
Totally would.
Totally. Yes.
We would love to have a conversation with Melissa Etheridge and just to get her perspective behind the whole thing. Because here's the thing. Ladies and gentlemen.
We got a lot of check marks here in Germany.
Yes. She has been a pillar. A pillar of not only songwriting, but a message, a person who sends messages. And her messages are always very strong. I remember when she had her bout with cancer, she came out with a wonderful song, a very strong song to show support for the community or in everyone that was being affected by cancer. She's always been there for the LGBT community. I remember watching a video when she first came out.
Well, she's an activist. She is.
She does everything.
I can't tell you how many times I've read things about her that she's just fully open about talking about.
And I love that. I love that she goes out there and she really throws her weight behind the community.
She does.
She's amazing. Yeah.
She's
someone to follow.
Yeah.
She's someone to look up to and someone to follow.
You know, there's very few people that come from our era that signify the struggle of really coming out and losing everything and then getting it all back. Ellen DeGeneres is one of those people.
Yes, Ellen. Yes. She's my girl.
Oh, my God. Did you see the video of Ellen about how Bic made a pen for ladies?
No.
No.
Bic came out with these pens. One is purple, one is pink, and they're like just for ladies. And Ellen was like, are you serious? Like,
well, what's special about them?
Apparently they're made to fit a lady's hand. And she's just like, no. All hands come in different shapes and sizes. You can't be serious. And she totally threw Vic under the bus.
I thought it was going to be like a
color
half pen, half tampon thing. Like, that's what I thought you meant.
Well, you know, stab it in there.
Yeah, just make sure you go the right end.
You know, I have to say, Ellen put out a video to support Pride Month, but I was a little upset with her. I love Ellen. She is my girl. I watch her religiously, but I was a little upset with her because after Orlando, all she tweeted was sobbing. And when that whole thing happened with Matthew Shepard, she got up on stage and she fucking gave the speech. She was powerful and beautiful and just sharing her love. And I just wanted more of that from her.
But think about the power of the word sobbing, though. I mean, I don't want to diminish.
That's all was tweeted, sobbing. That was it.
That in itself will tell you that.
Well, they're following
too. You can't. There's nothing to say. When I first started reading and how many people died, it's like there is nothing to say. Just
right.
Wow.
Well, you know, I've gotten into Chelsea Handler recently. I'm obsessed.
She's hilarious.
I've always been into her. What are you talking about?
We would love to have her on the show. I'm just throwing that out there in the universe,
yes.
Along with Ellen DeGeneres and Melissa Etheridge.
Oh my God. If Chelsea Handler was on the show, it would be a shit show. Love it.
Hello, Frisco.
Speaking of Melissa. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, girl.
Speaking of Melissa Etheridge, if I don't go outside and spend time with my family, I ain't going to have a pulse. So I am saying goodbye.
All right.
Well, Paul Anthony, it was wonderful to have you. Thank you so much for taking some time to be with us. We love you, and we can't wait to have you back in the studio next week.
So have fun on the boat tomorrow.
We will. We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
All right.
Okay. Bye, listeners. Bye.
Bye.
So can I chime in on about one thing with Nick, though?
Oh, God.
And Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh, God.
Yes, please, go ahead.
We both went to see Finding Dory this past weekend.
Yes. Oh, how was that?
Because Nick is the biggest fan of Ellen DeGeneres. Like, literally, he made me sign or apply for something to get free tickets because he wanted to see her that badly when she was in New York. But anyway, so we went to this showing, and there was maybe like seven people in the audience, and most of them were kids and me and Nick. And Nick was talking just as much as the little kids through half the movie.
I could imagine, because Trish just could never behave herself.
Hi, I'm Dory. But let me just say, though, the reason I brought that up earlier about me being a little upset, because Chelsea Handler said this one thing that really struck a chord with me. She was like, if you have a soapbox, you should fucking use it. And that's what she's doing. I mean, she's talking a lot about Trump lately, and she's been getting a lot of complaints about, like, all you do is talk about Trump. Well, I mean, he's an asshole, and what else are we going to talk about?
But think about all the material that you have when it comes to Trump. It's like, there's so much material out there. I refuse to acknowledge that. We talked about him a little bit, but I refuse to acknowledge him at this point.
I agree.
Because this is mute.
You know, and I'm just saying that, you know, this is a small soapbox, but this is my soapbox, and I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want to say about these crazy motherfuckers.
Hallelujah.
Preach.
So since we were on the Pride wagon, meanwhile...
In Germany?
No, in Canada.
Oh, in Canada. Well, we did the meanwhile in Canada. Why didn't you bring this up when we did that one?
Because y'all kept moving on, and I have a couple seconds delay. So
part two. Okay.
So take it away, Christopher.
Today is the 3rd, correct? Yes. July 3rd today, Toronto had their pride, and Justin Trudeau, for the first time in Canadian history as a prime minister, marched in Toronto's gay pride.
Yes!
We love you, Justin Trudeau. Thank you so much.
We love you, Mr. Prime Minister. You know we do. So congratulations, and thank you so much for always standing up for Canadians and people around the world, people in the LGBTQ+ community. We really appreciate everything you do.
I think you should get a formal applause. Hold on.
Yes. Justin, that's for you.
Mic drop.
You know, he has been working so hard to be so positive for so many communities, even a fucking moose grabbed a rainbow flag and was walking around with it the other day.
Yes, I fucking love it.
That's awesome. Liz commented, she's like, oh my God, it's your spirit animal, Chris.
it's, you know what? Aside from all the sadness and Orlando, I am happy to be a gay man right now, in this time, in this space. We've come
so far
in the past year and a half. It is amazing. Marriage equality, to see all these things. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are still issues because, you know, I also want to read something that I have. But it just makes me proud to be who I am. But we have a lot of work to do. So those of you who are activists to the HRC, which is the Human Rights Campaign, thank you for all you do. Your efforts do not go unnoticed. It is because of you that we have marriage equality. It is because of you that we fight the great fight every day. But I will say this to our Congress. Since the massacre occurred in Orlando, Congress has voted down common sense gun reforms 4 times. Meanwhile, they have introduced in several states more than 200 bills targeting the LGBT community. Okay. In several states. And it's shocking to see that we've done so much progress, but yet we've got so much initiatives at the state level of trying to circumvent a lot of the things and a lot of the efforts that were made nationwide.
Yeah.
To these states, I say the following. Get your shit together. Fuck you. And you're not going to win because we're not going to stop fighting.
No, I just don't get it. You know, we're all humans. We're all Americans here. Why is...
And 2 Germans here.
Yes!
You know, everybody should just be, you know, afforded equal rights. It makes absolutely no sense why you want to fight against a community that really will ultimately, like, We're winning.
We make everything better. We decorate everything. What is wrong with you?
Why were they holding off on gay? I know. And like, you know how much money, now that gay marriage is legal, you know how much money we're going to spend?
Well, except for Michael Buckley. He got divorced. Well, but wait. Still. No, actually, he got divorced and he did it all himself. I'm proud of you, boo.
Yeah,
he
girl.
Saved some money.
Proud of you. Mm.
But just in general, I mean, like, it's ridiculous.
I think there was an article that said something about how gay marriage or gay weddings cost almost twice. What
almost us, double what yeah. a normal wedding would
that.
Be?
Yeah,
because we're fucking crazy. I mean, seriously, we are. I think we are.
We pump a lot of money into.
We're obsessed with perfection.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we do that so well.
Yep.
And the thing is, you know, I mean, like, if you're gonna have a gay wedding, you gotta
go all out. Yeah. I'm sorry,
you gotta show everybody.
You gotta show it up.
When I get married, I'm mortgaging everything. I'm selling my printer, my furiture, everything.
You'll be homeless.
I don't care if I have to sleep on the floor. I am having a banging wedding.
Yeah.
And you need to have like a double stocked open
And this
bar
is coming from somebody
wedding.
Who oh, yeah. hates yeah. weddings.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing. If you don't have an open bar at a wedding.
Mm-mm-mm. So I'm sorry.
Especially a gay wedding.
Anybody. Hello. You need an open bar. You need an open bar. You need an open bar with freaking stools and beds so they can go to bed afterwards.
Because we gay people know how to drink. We finally saw a Last Call at a bar last night.
What?
We were at this pub always in this Irish pub in Munich, and we'd stay there till 4:30 in the morning. We'd still be drinking. Last night, I went to order another round. The bartender in Constance, and the bartender was like, "Oh no, I gave Last Call." I'm like, "But how about some shots?" And she's like, "Okay, all right, fine, shots."
Yes! Yeah. So, Chris.
Yeah.
I fucking love the fact that you are joining us all the way from Germany.
But
you,
I know.
You have someone in the room that we would love to say hi to. Can you give him the headset for like 2 seconds?
You want to say?
Renee? You want to come on
actually,
and say hello?
Renee's actually... cleaning up because none of us woke up until 3:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Today.
Well, what about Martin?
Martin's gonna say hi right now.
Okay. Well, have him come on and say hello.
So hi, how are you?
Hello, Martin. Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0. Oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah. We finally get to meet you.
Finally, why?
Well, because I've never seen you in pictures. You know, I know who you are because, you know, they speak about you all the time. But thank you so much for saying hello. Say hello, everyone. That's Martin. I'm Tom. And, of course, okay. This is Nick right here. Nick Hi. Or Trish.
And you can get it.
And that is the person that shall not be named.
It's
I can
anonymous.
Tell you the name afterwards. And then that's Patrick over there with the orange shirt.
Hi.
Hi.
And this is Gay Talk. Welcome.
I've heard quite many stuff from you so far.
So what do you think? Be honest. Cool. We already have one of our hosts there, so if you say something nasty, he'll kill you for us. Oh, Chris, you just don't know. So we just wanted to say hello, and we wanted to thank you for hosting Chris and for making sure that he is safe.
He needs an adult.
And showing yes. him a good time.
Thank you
yeah,
so much.
It's not easy for us, but we do our best.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. I love it. This is amazing. So, but thank you. Thank you so much because we need him back.
It's okay. Welcome.
You want him tomorrow?
Okay. I give you back to him.
Thank you so much. You. Thanks, Martin.
Bye.
Awesome.
That's amazing. I love him. I love him already. He needs to come back. Well, he needs to come visit.
Look at him, he's all comfy.
Yeah!
He's like, look, he's all comfy.
I love it. So listen, so tell us, so you said that there was, Pride is coming up. What else is going on in the world of the Germans?
Oh my God.
Here we go. I
had the best, last night was the time of my life. I had the absolute, nothing has been this exciting than my night last night in my 24 years of life.
Young queen. Mm.
Last night we took a very, I have to say for Renee and Martin, they live in Constance, right on the Swiss border. It's absolutely beautiful here. It is stunning and the lake is gorgeous. Mm. So we took a ferry from where they live across to Constance. And we went to a public viewing of the German national team playing the Italian national team to advance in the Euro Cup.
You did say that that was happening.
It was fucking un-be-fucking-be-fucking leaveable.
Yeah! Three fuckings right
Damn.
Now.
Damn.
How tight the game was. It got, we went into extra time twice and had to go into penalty kicks. So it was insane being surrounded by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Germans chugging beer, cheering for our national team.
I thought he was going to say chugging cum. But...
And then when you leave, the streets are jam-packed traffic. Everyone's slamming on their horns, hanging out of the windows, holding German flags. I'm running up to people and, like, kissing people in their cars. Like, I'm hugging, I'm reaching
you
in people's slot. Cars.
You! Hooker.
She don't need the bathhouse.
She doesn't need the bathhouse. Listen,
that right there that you described sounds like Puerto Rican politics. Seriously, that's how it happens on the island. They have these megaphones that they put on cars, and they just literally go around and they just start like, so you vote for this one, vote for that one, and people are on the streets and everybody's kissing each other and everybody's drinking and everybody has a good time.
It's
a
way to do it.
It's siesta, like 24/7.
And you can, well, same here. You can, the only place you're not allowed to bring beer is the, like, the trolleys that they have. Like, we can walk into a store, buy a beer, crack it open and drink it walking down the street as you're walking to the beer garden.
That's like Savannah. When you go to Savannah, you can't bring the container with you, but you can take a plastic cup with you. They do that in Savannah and they do that in New Orleans. That's why they call it the sister cities.
In New Orleans, there are drive-thrus where you can get margaritas. You can literally pull up to a drive-thru and order a margarita. I don't get it, but hey.
That's amazing.
It's fucking, I fucking love it here. I absolutely love it here.
Chris, we're not going to lose you. Are we?
He's holding those lederhosen like he wants.
Just think about your new boo. You got to come back for your new boo.
Yeah, you got to come.
I know. I miss him so much.
Oh.
But
you do realize that you can only work there for 6 months, and then you eventually have to come back if you decide to stay, right?
Now and come back and get a visa.
Or maybe you'll just be an illegal. They won't build a wall in Germany.
They won't fit. No.
I'm sure that they could build a cellar for you somewhere. Or was it an attic?
It was an attic. Come on, Tom.
Or a closet.
Jesus Christ. Anne Frank was in an attic.
And it wasn't even in Germany.
It was in Amsterdam.
It was in Amsterdam. Thank you.
Is that Switzerland?
Amsterdam's in the Netherlands.
Okay, well, she was somewhere.
Oh my God,
she was somewhere. Somebody threw her in an
What
attic.
Was it? What was it when you thought some city was a state? What the hell was that?
It was what was it? Was it like Cincinnati or something?
I don't know. But I can't. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
The state of Philadelphia.
Yes. So you know. Yeah, I have to point out though that actually we got a correction as a message, and. Oh God,
she's blanking.
Yeah, this is crazy. I can't remember. Okay. So anyway, yeah, somebody made a correction and said, because we had said that the capital of Pennsylvania was Pittsburgh, and she was like, no, it's Harrisburg.
It's Harrisburg
or something like that.
There's
like,
so many times where like things are said. Like one when we were talking about. Shit, something with Seth Rogen, and it totally wasn't, but I thought of it after, and I'm like, I can't go back to it.
Shit happens, you
it
know.
It happens. We're not correct. We just like to talk.
That was that fucking Bud Light ad that I was trying to be like, yes, no, it was Seth Rogen. You were like, no, it's not. I'm like, yes, it is.
No. Yeah, it is Seth Rogen.
All right, listen, so we're coming up on the 1 hour and 2 minute mark, and we do have to put a rubber on the episode eventually. Aww. So I just
we
wanted
have one
to throw
person
it.
Who wants to say hi first.
Oh, wait.
Is Renee back?
It's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's nice and clean now. Trust me, last night was crazy for fucking all of us. All right, so I'm going to hand it over. Oh,
wait, what? What? Did he fuck all of you?
No, he didn't fuck all of us.
I don't know. Somebody just had their legs wide open.
Just that's what you just said.
I said last night was crazy. I didn't imply that sex involved.
Okay.
Wow.
A lot of beer and a lot of Jameson. Yes, you can still get Jameson out here. It's okay.
Yes.
So I will give you guys to mein Freund.
All right. Aww. Let's see.
German.
Renee,
hello.
Welcome back to Gay Talk.
Good to be back on the show.
It's amazing. We miss you. Oh my God. It's like we haven't seen you since like episode 14.
I know. It's been a while.
Oh,
lot of episodes, yeah.
And we miss you. We miss seeing you in the city of New Haven. It's not the same.
Believe me, I'm very much sad to not be there anymore.
So karaoke's never the same at 168 York Street, whether it's Wednesday or Sunday. It's not the same.
See, I just got to come back. That's it.
So tell us. So how was life? How's home treating you? You were away for a while.
Very well so far. Yeah, I mean, I had a hard time finding my way in again.
It gets tight after a while. If it's that cute, honey, if it's that cute, I wouldn't have a problem finding my way in anyhow.
But. Hey, just showered, yeah? I don't want to get dirty again.
I just showered.
Well, hello, it's Gay Talk.
Honey, you put that headset on and you're already dirty.
Film just comes on.
So tell us, when do you plan to come back to the U.S. to visit us?
I just basically save money and then I'm back as fast as you can spell Deutschland.
Okay, Deutschland.
That's going to take me a long time.
So here's what we're going to do, right? We're going to say to our listeners, we would love to have Renee back here in the U.S. with us to come visit. So help us out. Let's get him back home.
Let's get him back home.
Collect some money.
Yes.
Once we start making money,
you know, when our listeners, if you guys want to, we have a Patreon page now. You can go to patreon.com and look up Gay Talk 2.0. And if you'd like to become a Patreon donor, you can donate to the show so you could help us, you know, with the expenses of producing a show like this. It does get pricey and, you know, we love bringing it to you. So, we are very appreciative if you ever want to, you know, like donate and help us out. Absolutely. And if you do, then we can have our friend Renee come back down and, you know, be a part of the show and have the people that we love, that we absolutely love, surround us all the time. It's what we aim for. So Renee, thank you.
Thanks for having me once more.
We miss you.
I hand back to our Bavaria correspondent here.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Live in Germany.
Bye, you too, baby.
It's Chris.
Hello.
Live from Germany is Sunday Night Live.
Yes.
Can we get you to do like some sort of dance in that?
Please. Oh my God, yes, please.
Wait. Wait, I have to sort of kind of make sure that...
While Chris is dancing / prepping for his leprechaun dance, I wanted to say one random thing about Trump, and I know that you don't want to give him attention, but I do have to say this.
Go, Chris.
So, Chris is dancing harder.
Yes, queen.
Yes.
Does the German dance for us.
So somebody gave Donald Trump a psychopath test.
Fuck that bitch.
I know. But there is a test that you can actually take that will determine if you are potentially a psychopath. And he scored, like, I think it's out of 25. He scored a 23.
So he's pretty much a psychopath.
He's a fucking psychopath.
We didn't need a number to say that.
He is a misogynistic psychopath. I agree with that 100%.
I thought it was absolutely insane. I mean, like,
he's on newspapers here. We saw him on a front page. People are laughing at him, right? Huh?
People are just making fun of the whole situation.
Or they're scared. So I didn't read it very well.
By the way, how's it going? The language barrier. Are you still having a hard time when you go out with people? Yeah.
It's difficult. I have been studying very hard, but to get to the conversational level, it's definitely a challenge, but I refuse to have them switch to English. Like, they'll talk to me in English, but when we're sitting at a table, I'm not going to make 9 people speak English, where I should be the one who's trying my hardest to speak their language while I'm in their country. So I'm listening a lot, and I'm asking a lot of questions. I'm learning a lot.
That's amazing.
Which is amazing. And you know what? You know what I appreciate the most is the fact that you took the time
to learn
before you went to Germany to learn the language, or try to at least, you know, to learn most of it and to apply it. And there's no better way than applying it than when you get there and you actually try to use it. So you know what? Kudos to you, because it takes balls to do that.
It does.
Kudos.
You know, and it's respectful. You know, you're not the average balls dunk?
Feeling dunk.
Feeling dunk.
Scoop dunk?
Scoop Doug, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But you honestly, you're not the average American, because most Americans will be like, fuck it. You know, I'll speak English and hope for the best. And I'm like,
when I walk into a bar, when I walk up to the bar by myself or go to into a store by myself, I go up and I ask for whatever I need in German. And
give us an example.
Well, I walked up to the bar and I'd be like, ein Weißbier bitte und vier Jameson Schatz bitte.
Oh, Schatz bitte. I love that. Did I say that right?
Bitte.
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 Bitte. Bitte. Yes, queen. That's all I do. Yes. I'm just going to be like, can I have a shot of Jameson? Yes, queen. Yes.
I would just walk up to the bar and be like, Jameson.
Yeah, right.
Just one word. I would just point to the bottle and just give me the whole bottle.
Are you guys ready to shit your pants? I needed to add this before we sign off.
Okay, yes.
It is so fucking cheap here.
What do you mean?
I come home from the bar every night with money in my pocket.
That's weird for Chris, everybody.
Two beers and I ordered four shots of Jameson, two Weiss beers. It was like €12 or €14.
Which in
that's like the equivalent of
like $15.
That's amazing.
All the food that plates you'd pay like $30 a plate are like €12.
Chris, and what are you doing?
Similar. Like €200 cost me $220.
Well, okay. Be careful, you know.
Chris.
Yeah.
I don't really think it's that cheap. What are you doing?
I hope you're not banging out those credit cards, girl. I already banged one out.
That was so funny. I can't. Why aren't you using your Barclay card, Tommy? Oh, I banged that shit out.
I banged that shit out. No, mine's good. I've been using my Capital One. No exchange fees. Thank you, Capital One.
Yes! Yes.
Not that
puts
we're...
your
not,
wallet.
Not that... Oh.
Yes! Brought to you by Capital One.
Yeah. Not that they sponsor us or anything, but if you want to, you're welcome.
Exactly, yeah.
What's in your lederhosen?
Oh, oh, wait, you want to see the best part?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God, he's opening up the front.
Oh, it's got a zipper.
it's a flap. So you flap that down and it just pops out?
Are you going to show us your dick right now?
I hope so.
Oh, my God.
It's got a flap.
Yes!
So Lederhosen have a flap that cover the buttons that you open up to actually use the bathroom. And he just opened up his flap for us. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that we did see anything. I'm not saying that we didn't see anything. But most of us have already seen it.
It's
anyway.
Good. Yes.
On that note.
So listen, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going on an hour and 11 minutes. And we usually try to keep it under an hour. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Obviously tonight when we publish the episode. I want to thank everybody that's here in the studio. I want to thank Pat. I want to thank thou that shall not be named.
It's like Voldemort over here.
Trust me when I tell you, it's amazing. And I want to thank Nick. Nick, you are always my consummate professional, the person who's always here. I cannot do this without you. Chris, I love your commitment. The fact that you are calling us from Germany and making sure that, you know, you make the show what it is. We appreciate you and we love you. We love Renee. Make sure that you thank him for, you know, allowing you to come on his computer and be with us on the show. It's amazing. I love the fact that we do this. Paul Anthony, thank you for making an effort. We love you too. Seriously.
By the way, everybody, Tommy's getting a little teary-eyed right now.
I am.
He's getting emotional.
I'm just so emotional because after hearing that song from Melissa Etheridge, which, by the way, is Pulse, it's available on iTunes. You can download it. It's only 99 cents and all proceeds are going to a really, really good cause. I highly, highly recommend that you go in and download the song right now. As soon as you're done listening to this podcast, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
So it's about time that I sign off, guys, unfortunately. I have to leave you.
So listen, Chris, we love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to do the same thing next week because you're going to be out there, unfortunately, through another episode.
Yeah, boy.
We're going to love to have you on board. Thank you so much for calling in.
Love you, Chris.
Vielen Dank, meine Freunde. Gute Nacht aus Deutschland.
Yes. Bye-bye, Queen.
Bye.
We love you.
Ich liebe dich. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Chris Mattoon. He's hours ahead of us in Germany. So right now, although it's 5:54 p.m. here in the Eastern Coast, it's about almost 11 or almost 12 midnight there in Germany. So we want to thank him for tuning in. And normally we would ride out with, you know, our normal, typical gay talk. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. But it was so amazing to hear the song that I think that we're just going to...
Before we do that, though.
Yes, what are we doing?
Where can they find us?
Oh, that's important. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can find us. You can go right to our website, www.gaytalk20.com. You can email us for any suggestions, any topics that you would like for us to discuss, or any concerns that you may have of anything that you've heard on the show. You can always, you know, send us an email.
Gaytalk2.0@gmail.com.
I'm proud of you, bitch.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram.
Yep.
Gaytalk20. The only one that you have to do the 2.0 is Instagram, or is it Twitter?
It's no, Twitter.
Are you sure it's Twitter?
No, I'm not. No,
it's Instagram. But anyway, it's one of them.
Oh, it is Instagram. He's right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It is Instagram. Twitter is GayTalk20. And we love hearing from our subscribers. We have heard from so many of you. We're greatly appreciative that you guys listen to our show. And so, like I said before, normally we do the outro and thank you for listening and blah, 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 blah. But we know that you're thankful. I know that I'm thankful, and we thank you for it. Tonight, I want to leave you with Melissa Etheridge's song again. It was just so beautiful. We have to just throw it out there. And that's the way I want to end the episode. Are we all in agreement?
Yep.
Bye, bitches.
Bye.
We love you.
Bye.
Everybody's got a pain inside, imaginary wounds they fight to hide. How can I hate them when everybody's got a pulse? I dream in a world that wants my soul, that tells me if I hate, I can control. But I don't believe it, I cannot conceive it, 'cause everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats with my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. Once again I hang my head to cry. I can't find a reason why they died. We will find the answer blowing in the wind, that everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats with my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. Who you gonna hate now, when there's no one left but you? Who are you gonna gun down, if you can't kill the truth? That it's inside of us, it's inside our blood, it's inside our pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart
everybody's got a pulse. Everybody's got a pulse.